destiny is at your doorstep. The wave of the future originated in the ancient past. From Atlantis to Egypt and beyond, this sacred knowledge was passed in secret, not to be revealed until the world was ready. That time is now. Now is the time for you to know your destiny.
Good evening, everybody. This is Robert Leekamp, and this is the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. Hope you're having a great Monday today. It's so beautiful here in California this year. We've had such nice weather. It's been cool. Today we had a nice warm day, but it's been cooler than normal this whole spring, which has kind of given the plants a break. So we have a lot of, the fruit trees are really full. What's interesting about this area where I live in Concord, California, is that I think at one time it was a fruit grove, and almost everybody has a selection of fruit trees in their yard, so it's just like a smorgasbord of wonderful, delicious fruit, and the soil here in California is so rich that everything just kind of grows really amazingly. So anyway, for those of you who are new to the show, what I do is we have a little talk that I do here in the beginning of the show for about a half an hour. And after that, around 7:30 Pacific time, you can call in and ask questions. And I use the cards of your destiny system to take a look. And, of course, I also use my experience in doing this for the last 20 years. And having done thousands of readings, I just kind of get a sense for how people tend to show up and how things tend to work out. So I try to bring a little bit of that into it, too, some of my experience in the past so that I can help you not make the same mistakes that other people have made that I have made, and maybe help you to make some choices about your life that can make you more powerful and have a life that's more fulfilling. So the way we begin each show is I have announcements, and one announcement I have tonight is that on June the 8th, here at my house in Concord, California, which is not far from San Francisco. If you were to fly here, you would either come to Oakland or San Francisco. On June the 8th, which is a Sunday, we're going to have an all-day class. And this class, there's still openings. And this class is going to be on relationships, number one, how to use the cards for relationships, how to pick people that are good for you, not just in personal relationships, but also other kinds of relationships, business relationships, healers, doctors, lawyers, everything. This system is so good for relationships. It really answers all the questions that anybody would want to have about relationships. And then the other half of the class, we're going to talk about the cards in each of your life spreads. So, like, what do the cards in your life spread tell you about yourself? There's a lot of significance there that's not really covered in my books. So it's going to be a fun class, open to students of all ages. You're welcome to come. If you want more information, just go to my website at 7thunders.com, the number 7 and the word thunders.com. Today is May 12th, and today is a kind of a favorite day of mine because a lot of really amazing people were born on this day. It's a Taurus birthday, but it's a 7 of Diamonds. And, you know, 7 of Diamonds is a card that you don't normally associate sevens with creativity, but the 7 of Diamonds, but the sevens actually are very creative, and the 7 of Diamonds is super creative, and it's a diamond, so they're into, like, making money, and they're into creating things of beauty or things that are interesting. And there's a ton of interesting people born today, but the other thing about today's birthday is the Jack of Hearts ruler. So there's equally a strong urge in people this birthday to help other people, to be a savior, you might say, because the Jack of Hearts is the savior card. So you have this situation where you have really good money-making mind, really creative, and then also a person that really thinks highly of family and and takes really good care of the people they love and will make sacrifices for people they love. So some of these names I'm going to give you, you may not know much about their personal life to know whether or not, you know, they exhibit the sacrificial part. But I guarantee you they do if you get to know them a little bit. So we have people like Burt Bacharach, who's born today, Stephen Baldwin, Yogi Berra, Jason Biggs, Bruce Boxleitner. These are all actors and actresses. Christian Brando, Marlon Brando's son. Gabriel Byrne, or Bryn. I'm not sure if I spelled right. George Carlin, one of my favorites. I mean, I think he's probably my all-time favorite comedian. Emilio Estevez, Katharine Hepburn, Florence Nightingale. There's the sacrificial part. And musician Stevie Winwood from Traffic, the group Traffic. He's a great singer. Anyway, these are the people born today. If you're born today, happy birthday. Okay, so what I want to talk about tonight is what I call the key to everything. And I want to start out by saying, imagine yourself as a baby. You're a baby, and you just were born, let's say, a week or so ago, and you don't know anything about anything. You're just there. You don't know what you like and what you don't like. You don't know what you want. All you know is the biological experiences you're having of your body, and your body's actually kind of out of control when you're young. So a baby doesn't know if they like ice cream, and they don't know if they like... If they like ice cream, they don't know if they do, and they wouldn't know if they like chocolate or vanilla better. They wouldn't know really anything that they like. So you'll be feeding a baby, you know, they'll be after they've nursed, and they always like the nipple, at least most of them do, their mother's breast. But then after they start eating food, you'll just throw some food in their mouth. And usually they'll just eat it. And in some cases, though, they'll be like, they just won't like it, they'll just spit it out. So at that point in life, the baby has had an opportunity to experience some things. The kid can't talk yet. The kid can't communicate except by expressions and screams and cries. But already the baby is communicating that this I like, this I don't like. This I want, this I don't want. So when we think about the things that we really want in life, these are things that we have experienced. We've had experiences. I mean, I remember the first time I ever had sex. Everybody can probably remember the first time they had sex. Now, I'm sure everybody's experience was unique and different as per your karma. But in my particular case, when it happened, when I did have it finally, which I thought was kind of late, most of my friends had already had it, I realized this is the most amazing experience I've ever had in my whole life. That was my experience of it. This was incredible. Now, before I had sex, I had no idea. I had no idea what it was like. I had no idea. I was drawn to it, but I hadn't experienced it yet. I didn't know if I would like it or not. But after I had it, I realized I liked it and I wanted it. And so, you know, I made that one of my goals in life at that time was to have sex, have more sex. So it's like that in life, you know. We can't really even know what we want until we've had an experience of it to find out. And that's important because when I wrote the email today to announce the show, I was talking about what would you do to have everything in life that you want? What would you do? What would it be worth to you to have everything in life that you want? I mean, think about it for a minute. Why? What are we doing in our life anyway? I mean, what are we really up to? I guess maybe because I'm a diamond, I think, well, we're a lot about getting the things we want in life, having the experiences that we want, getting desires fulfilled, getting dreams, having dreams come true, and so forth and so on. I'm sure there's a lot more to life than that, but that's just one way of looking at it, one way that I've looked at it in the past. But on one level, when I see people in the world, I see that we're all striving for something. There's something that we're striving for. We're wanting something. So imagine just for a minute, like, what? Think about the things that you are striving for in your life. What are the future goals and plans and dreams and desires that you have? Things that you're waiting for that are out there in the future somewhere that you've been planning. Maybe you're actually working diligently towards having that happen. And it's definitely going to happen. You're clear it's going to happen. Hasn't happened yet, but you've made plans and you've set into motion everything and you know it's going to happen. Or maybe there are things that you haven't really set into motion yet, but you know you really want them. You just never had them yet, and you have no proof that you're ever going to get them. But what if you could have everything? What if you could have everything you ever want? I mean, every little thing you ever dreamed of. What if you could have that? What would that be worth to you? How much would you give to have everything? You know, would you give up? And that led to the second question I asked in the email today was, would you give up everything that you have right now to have everything else, to have everything that you want, all the things that you really want in your life? That's the question. That's the question we all have to face in a way in our life. Because, you know, I have a feeling that really having everything, and I don't even know if it's the thing itself or if it's just the experience and feeling of having that thing that's important, but really achieving that may be what we're all here about, what we're all here doing. So the question to ask yourself is, like, what are you really doing? What is your life really about? If you were to imagine yourself on your deathbed looking back over your life, what is it that you want to remember about your life? What is it that you want to say about your life? How's it been? How was it? What's the thing that you want to say that's going to be most important to you at that time? So, and I'm not judging it. I want you to know I have no judgments about anything that anybody wants. I think that it's okay to want anything. I mean, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else, I think it's okay to have everything that anyone could possibly want. And as wild and crazy as yours might be, I think it's okay to have that. I just want you to know. So I want you to be that way with yourself if you can when you think about this. Now, what I have found is I had an experience when I was 19 years old. And at that time, some friends of mine had, we were like just at the age where we had been smoking pot for about a year. You know, I wasn't smoking it a lot, but I was smoking a little bit. We were out partying a lot and having fun. And then one night I got a call and they said, hey, we're all going to go to this park and somebody got some LSD. They said, LSD. I said, well, I wasn't sure if I wanted to take it because I'd seen films in school and they had sort of said it would drive you crazy and you'd jump out of a window thinking you're Superman or something like that. So we'd already been brainwashed to not do it, but I thought, you know, I could try it. So we all got together, it was about six or seven of us, and we took this LSD, and we went to this beautiful park close to where I lived and hung out there. Well, within an hour's time, which is about how long it takes to get fully high from LSD, I had an intense experience of being in the now, and I used to call it experience of cosmic consciousness. And you know, I had been striving. I'm a person that's always been reading self-help books, even when I was young. I was always asking myself, what's the secret to happiness? What's the key to happiness? That was my big question, even when I was only 8 years old. And when I had this experience of being in the now and this cosmic consciousness experience that I had through the benefit of LSD, I realized that this experience I was having was really what I was looking for. It was everything that I ever wanted, all in that one experience. I mean, it was complete. I felt completely loved, completely at peace, completely one with everything and everybody around me. I felt like I belonged. I felt completely loved by God and the universe, and I felt no lack in my life in any area whatsoever. I was so content with myself just to be and just to be there wherever I was. I was just content and happy. And I remember it was a little, the sun went down, it started to get a little chilly, and the sidewalk was warm because the sun had been heating it up all day, and I just decided to lay down on the sidewalk just to warm up. And I remember all my friends who didn't have, they had all gotten high, but they had not, they didn't have this experience of oneness that I was having. And they all kind of freaked out when they saw me laying on the sidewalk. They thought, you know, I was being weird. And basically they all got up and left me there by myself at the park, which was fine. I was having a great time. I didn't really care one way or the other. And I ended up walking home and so forth. And that was an experience that got me onto my spiritual path at age 19. That's what got me attracted to yoga and everything else, really, okay? So the point is, this experience of being in the now, which we rarely have, and some of you listening tonight, I'm sure, have had this experience with or without the drug. I've had it since that time without the drug several times. And so I've had this experience. And see, here's the thing. Once you've had this experience, you'll never forget that it exists. Once you've had a taste of being in fully in the now, you will never forget it. You can never forget it because it's better than any experience anyone has ever had in this world of just achieving a goal and having it fulfilled. It is far greater than any goal that you could have right now. The experience of being in the now and of being one and at peace, this deep peace, they call it the peace of all understanding, that passes all understanding, basically. If you have this experience, even for a minute, uninterrupted, you will know that that's the ultimate experience of life, that life has to offer. When I was 18, 17, after I'd had sex, sex was the most ultimate experience I'd ever had. That was it. It was as high as it got. But then being in the now was the ultimate experience. So what's so amazing about this is that we don't know this. We're all running around doing our life. We have our goals, we're making money, we're paying our bills, we're working on this, we're working on relationships, we're working on having something good in our life, we're working on our health, we're working on whatever, working on our diet or body, exercising, we're working on getting an education. All this is all for the same experience. It'll get you, anything you can get by all these things that you're doing, that we're doing, I shouldn't say you, because I'm doing it too, just gives us just a minute fraction of the experience of being in the now. It's like just a speck in an ocean experience. You know, I mean, ever since I've been studying this work of Eckhart Tolle, and practicing it, you know, I've been watching myself a lot more carefully. And I will, let's say I will achieve a goal, right? I have a goal in my mind. It might be work-related or it might be something more personal. But I'll have this goal, I'll achieve it. And there's this short sense of satisfaction. But it's very brief. And it's almost like even having that experience, I can't even be in it for more than a minute, or I can't even be in it for more than a few seconds, to be honest, and I'm already on to the next thing. I'm on to the next goal. So there's this fleeting experience of feeling happy, having had achieved some goal or some desire or some wish comes true. And then immediately it's replaced by, what's next? Next goal. What other problems do I have? La-di-da-di-da-di-da. So here we are in this interesting thing, world where we're just constantly focused outward, focused on things, people, experiences that are in the world, external to us, when everything that we really want and need is right inside of us. And it's not even inside of us. It's just here. It's right here. So I had this experience again, and I've written about it. I'm going to be posting a blog on my website soon. I've actually began writing a blog, and I sort of was blog resistant for a while. First of all, I don't even like the word blog. It's a really ugly word. But I have a blog now, and just basically the story of my experiences since I began studying the work of Eckhart Tolle. And I had an experience when I was driving to Asheville about a month ago, and it was very brief. It only lasted for a few seconds. But in that experience, I knew, I felt it. I came into the now, and all of a sudden, I realized that everything that my whole life has been about, and I'm a very goal-oriented person. I've always been an extremely goal-oriented person. I'm an Ace of Diamonds ruler. I'm all about accomplishment. What's my next goal? What's my desire? Am I getting my desires filled? That's what my whole life has been about. And I realized that even the loftiest dreams that I've had in my life, the loftiest goals, they pale in comparison to the experience of just being present with what is. So this is so profound, it's like, why didn't I ever think of it before? Why didn't it ever occur to me? I mean, when I was 19, I had a taste, and yet I sort of went from there. I went looking externally again. I found a guru. I moved into an ashram. I did yoga. You know, why couldn't I just realize then that it's all right here, right now, and all I need to do is be here and be now, and I'll have it all? That's just the nature of how karma works. That's the nature of this world of time that we're in. Everything takes time. Everything takes time. We think it all takes time. If we didn't have time, if we didn't have something to look forward to in the future, we would be very, very, very afraid. Just like not having nothing in the future is a... You try it sometime. If you don't believe me, just try like letting go of all your thoughts about the future and desires and goals and dreams and see if you can just be happy right now. See what happens to you. So the real goal of humankind right now, you see, everybody's really worried about earth changes. We're all worried about the earth changes. And it's true. Our world is on a collision course with Mother Nature, and Mother Nature is going to kick our butts if it keeps going. If we don't have any more consciousness about our relationship with the planet is going to eradicate us big time. We think we're stronger than the planet, but we're not even... No technology that we have can stop a tsunami. So, or a volcano, or an asteroid from outer space. So basically, you know, we as a whole world, what we need right now is not some kind of rebellion. There is not enough people of any kind of consciousness right now that could successfully mount a rebellion against all of the hurts and unjustness that's happening in the world right now. There's just not going to happen. There's not enough people to do that. Now, I don't know if you remember the 60s, but the 60s was, the early 60s is when we had all the revolts. There was a lot of rioting, a lot of protesting against the war in Vietnam, against social injustice in all areas. And what's very interesting about that time period is that's the time period that LSD became popular. LSD made the rounds through the young people of the world, and all of a sudden they all had a wake up because they had an experience of being in the now, and they began to see the truth. And I'm the generation, what do they call the baby boomers? We're the ones that took psychedelic drugs and had an awakening. Not everybody, but a lot of us did. And just that many people was enough to cause great unrest in the world, great riots, great protests against war, against injustice, in the world and a peace movement, and it was all about peace. This is what it would be like if everybody on the planet, or if enough people on the planet, were starting to get back into the now. And see, the thing of it is, if you believe anything that Eckhart Tolle says, this is the time for us as human beings to come into the now. This is the time for us. See, we evolved from not having a mind at all into having a mind. I don't know how long ago, how many thousands of years ago. You can look around and see the other animals in the world, and you see they don't have the mind yet. They haven't evolved into mindliness yet. They have sort of rudimentary minds, thoughts. We evolved into it first as a species, and we've done quite well with it. We've used it to build, to progress technologically. However, the mind, being identified with the mind the way that we are, has a downside, which is greed, lust, fear, continual fear, fear of everything. All of us are afraid. And that fear causes us to do things that are just terrible to each other. It's just the most disgust. Like Eckhart Tolle points out, human beings have killed over 100 million fellow human beings in the last 100 years. So now is the time that we have to evolve to the next level. We have to evolve to going back to the now, not by eradicating our mind, not by drugs, not by going to sleep, not by some other way, but by consciously going into the present moment. That's what it's time for us to do. This is what we have to do now. It's either that or we die as a race. We can kill ourselves. I mean, people are dying every day right now. It's very interesting. Eckhart Tolle says, we have this thing called the pain body. Like, we each have one. Some people is activated more. As much as 100% of the time it's activated. Others, it just comes up every once in a while. But, you have to be in that state of upsetness before you could actually physically harm another human being. Nobody who's not in the pain body could even harm another human being, much less kill them and torture them and the things that we've done. We have done, as a race, things that are despicable beyond belief. And we continue to do so every single day. So now is the time. The time is for evolution to happen. And it's up to each of us. This is not something that's going to happen. There's not going to be a spaceship come from outer space and zap us. It's not going to be a second coming of Christ that just comes down and zaps everybody and makes everybody all good. It doesn't work that way. It has to be done on a personal effort basis of evolution. And now is the time for us to evolve. We have to make an effort. We have to make an effort to want to be real. And to be real means to be in the now. To really see life as it truly is and get out of our heads, our heads are filled with the past and the future, and get into the present moment and start living a life that is based on love and joy. You don't have to be loving to do this. If you are in the now, love shows up automatically. You don't have to be a loving person. If you can get into the now, if you can just be here in the present moment, you will become love. Love will emanate from you automatically. You are gentle. You are considerate. You're not in a hurry. You're not goal-oriented. You're not looking for something from everybody around you. Just by being in the now, these things happen. Now, I invite everybody here to read The Power of Now and A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle, but don't just read it like a book. Read it like it's going to be a handbook for practicing for the rest of your life. If you really want to experience having everything you always wanted, you have to come into the now. That's where it is. That's the only place you're going to find it. It's not going to be found in all these goals and dreams that you have, that I have, that we all have. Those goals and dreams may actually come to you automatically, instantly, quickly, once you're in the now. But you have to be in the now to experience it. You can't live a life that's constantly in the future. You have to get out of the future. That's stress. Your body's here now. Your mind's in the future. Your attention, your identity is somewhere else, not here. That's the definition of stress. We're a stress-filled society because everybody's somewhere else. Nobody's present. I went to get some Kentucky Fried, no, it was Taco Bell the other day. I don't eat a lot of junk food, but every once in a while I just like to go to a junk food place. I went to Taco Bell. And the woman behind the counter, she was about maybe in her mid-40s. I stood there for a minute, and she was totally absent. I had to get her attention just to place my order. And there was nobody hardly in there. It wasn't full or anything. She was just standing by the register, but she was completely vacant. She was in her head, off somewhere else completely. I don't know what she was thinking about. So I had to kind of wave at her. I was only like 2 feet away from her. I had to wave my arms and go, hi, hey, I'm over here. That's kind of how we are. That's exactly how we are. So anyway, this is the key to everything. This is the key to experiencing. And some of you may not have ever had this experience of being in the now, or you might have had it in a very fleeting way and you didn't recognize it. But I guarantee you that once you have a taste of it, you'll know that that's all there is. Because everything you could possibly want from anything you want, whether it's money, love, sex, relationship, security, health, any of those things, what you're really looking for in all those things is here right now. And you don't have to wait to have that. You can be now, right now, and it's there. It's always here. It's a paradox. The mind can't quite figure it out. Okay, we're going to take our break now. That concludes my talk tonight. I hope you enjoyed it. The phone lines are open. We're going to have a song from my CD called Bhakti Rock. And after that, we're going to come back. And if there's any callers, we're going to take your calls and talk about destiny. And you're welcome to ask anything. And if you don't feel like calling, you can email me. Send an email to robert@7thunders.com, and I'll take it that way. Okay? So we'll be back. We're going to listen to the song Krishna Lullaby, and we'll come right back.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama 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 Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare. Jai Rama Sita Rama 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 Hare Hare. Shri Krishna Govinda Hare Murare.
Hello, everybody. This is Robert Lee Camp. Welcome back to the show. We do have some calls now, and I'm very happy to take them. And we have, first of all, Lena from Seattle on line two. Are you there, Lena?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Lena. You're the one that didn't make it last week.
Yes, that's right. I did. Not quite. But I made it this week, so that's great.
Excellent. So you are born January 20th, 1974?
Correct.
Great. So what can I tell you? What can I help you with?
Well, I kind of feel like everything's like a, life is kind of like alphabet soup with a whole bunch of everything, and I'm just not sure where to go with anything. I know I'm a sum of seven of diamonds, and my planetary ruling card is the two of hearts.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm really confused on the semi-fixed and all my karma and that kind of stuff and how that all relates to what, I guess, my purpose and what I really need to be doing.
Well, being a semi-fixed card, the fact that you're semi-fixed may not have much to do with your purpose, okay?
Okay.
It really more or less talks, it just talks about, mostly about certain people you'll be karmically connected to in a certain way, you know, the other fixedness in my card. But you know, I've known several people of your birthday, and they don't always have significant relationships with people that are fixed or semi-fixed. Okay?
Okay.
But did you hear me talking earlier about the Seven of Diamonds? Because today's the Seven of Diamonds day.
I missed the beginning of it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I heard a lot of the here and now and stuff, but yeah.
Yeah, well, good. Well, you might want to come back and listen to that later. But basically, you know, you guys are very, very talented. Seven Diamonds can do lots of things. They're really creative, number one. But also, it's funny, the other people that I know that your birthday ended up being healers.
Being what?
Healers.
Okay.
You ever thought about doing healing work?
Like what kind of healing? Just anything? Like negotiating kind of healing? Or?
No. I'm not saying dealing. I'm saying healing. H-E-L-I-N-G.
Oh, healing. Yeah. People say I'm really good with my hands.
Well,
I was quiet and stuff. But I work with kids now.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. Preschool and stuff, but
yeah,
I thought about nursing and things.
Okay. Well, so what, you haven't found yourself yet? Is that the big deal?
Well, I'm not really sure. I kind of thought I knew what I wanted, and now everything seems to be changing.
What happened?
Relationship ending and
career,
kind of figure out which direction I really want to go in, and
uh-huh.
I'm not really sure.
Okay, so did you just have an ending of a relationship just recently?
Well, it's been on the list, but yeah, it's kind of more finalized now that that's the road that's going to happen.
Yeah. Well, you know, I look at your cards for this year, and your long-range card is the Ace of Spades.
Right.
Are you familiar with that?
Yeah. Reverse.
So
yeah.
What did you expect it would be like having an Ace of Spades long-range?
You know, I didn't really, I mean, I kind of, that was my big thing. It's like, I mean, I've read the books. I have both the Cards of Destiny and the Love Cards, and I've had them for, I don't know, probably 4 or 5 years. So I read, you know, like my yearly, and now I use the computer and kind of check my daily and stuff. But
uh-huh.
I wasn't really sure. I mean, I know it kind of said it, and it's usually pretty right on, but I'm just not sure where to go with the transition.
Well,
so
one thing to consider is that, you know, you just ended this last thing, right? This relationship. That was obviously a big part of your life, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was so big that now you're thinking, what am I going to do? You know,
right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, some people could end a relationship, they'll just keep on doing what they're doing. Right?
Yeah.
But for you, it was much bigger than that, it sounds like. So it almost sounds like relationship is extremely important to you.
Right.
Is that true?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess so. And I've read about like the two of hearts and things like that. And yeah. I mean, I see where it is, but I know where my faults are, and that's probably definitely one of them, or my setbacks. But I guess the wanting to feel loved and be in a relationship, but kind of whatever the cost of it.
Well, I don't necessarily think that's a fault. Kind of harsh way of looking at it.
Okay.
Everybody wants to have love, I think, We all want to be loved by somebody, and we want to be able to love somebody at the same time, right?
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that desire. But, I mean, if it causes you to kind of give up loving yourself, it's not good,
Right.
Then it's a little bit of a problem. If you stop loving yourself just to have somebody else in your life. And see, you're a two of hearts, so two of hearts can be very relationship security oriented.
Okay, so like when I look at my yearly, do I look at both of my cards, like my planetary ruling and my birth card?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Okay. Look at both. They both tell different stories, but it's interesting because when you look in your ruling card, you have a nine of clubs right now, which is an ending card, right?
Okay.
So, there it is. But soon you're going to be in Jupiter. Are you ready for another relationship to come up?
Probably not. I don't know. In all truth, you said I've probably been asking for it. Yeah, I've been putting it out there that, this is what I obviously want, but... Am I, I guess I do, but...
Yeah, I think you do. I think you do have asked, and I think you're going to get what you asked for. You won't have to wait too long, Lena. Okay, but if I were you, I would just stop and consider, how would you do it differently this time?
Yeah.
You don't have to answer that. I just think you should think about that a little bit. Because you don't want to have a repeat of the last one, do you?
No, not at all. Definitely not.
Yeah. So, because I'm sure you'd want this to be better, right, than last time.
Yeah.
So, think about how you're going to be different this time. That's the trick, okay? Because you're the one that has the Ace of Spades. And the Ace of Spades means big transformation, big personal transformation. Okay? Change for you. Now, you're not a person who changes very easily. Do you know that?
No.
Because you're semi-fixed. Both your cards are semi-fixed. So, you might be a little stubborn or a little change-resistant.
Yeah, that's probably true.
Yeah, And again, that's not necessarily a bad trait. It's only going to be hard when you need to change and you don't want to. So, just be a little more light about this. Lighten up a little bit, okay? And let yourself get past this grieving period. Because you're in the grieving period of this last relationship right now, right?
Right.
Everything's going to change here really soon. Like June 25th. Well, that's quite a ways from now, but it's coming, though. Okay?
Okay. All right, well, thank you, and I'll definitely look at both of the cards and use that information more.
Yeah,
definitely
look at both spreads.
They're a little scary at times with what they say and stuff. Like last year, my grandmother died, and then there was this whole thing with this money and real estate, and it was like totally all right there, right when it was going to be.
Yeah, but these things they're not necessarily bad. It's just that you don't want them,
Well, yeah.
Nobody wants... We all want it to be the same, the way we want it to be. And we say, oh, boo-hoo, it's not the way I want it, right? I want it to be different. I want life to be different.
Yeah.
That's pretty much how... We're all a bunch of little crybabies,
Okay.
Okay, Lena. Thanks a lot for calling. I appreciate hearing from you.
Okay, thank you.
Feel free to call again once things have shifted. And let us know what happened.
Okay.
All right, great, Lena. Okay, we have lines open now, folks. We got all the lines but line 4 available. So if you're going to call, now's a good time. And I think a good friend of mine from Chattanooga is calling right now named David. Are you there, David?
I'm Robert.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
So awesome to hear you. Hey, your phone really sucks.
Oh, my goodness. Is that better?
That's much better.
I've got it up in my hand. Okay. Yeah,
so,
it's great to hear you doing your work.
You know what's funny is that this is a Seven of Diamonds day.
Yeah.
And the last girl who called the Seven of Diamonds, now you're on. You're a Seven of Diamonds.
Yes. And I'm just divorced as well.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, and a Nine of Spades just kind of went by, and now I'm in a Seven of Spades. So
what year were you born again, Dave?
62.
Okay. Well, you're in your rebirth year.
Oh.
And you're in Neptune.
Yes. I'm waiting for my birthday patiently.
Yeah, you shouldn't really, you should be really careful.
Yeah. I've heard.
Funny, you have that King of Diamonds card. You had it in your last period. Did you know that?
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, you had a King of Diamonds and Ten of Hearts in your last period when you met Debbie.
Yeah, that's right. Yes.
So is Leslie there tonight with you?
No, she's not. I'm at home at my office. My friend Tony called me to come and save him. I was actually going to visit Leslie and got called off to save a buddy, so I got blocked.
I was talking about how you guys are saviors.
Yeah.
Earlier in the show, and now you're being a living example. Thank you very much.
I can't help it.
I know, I know that if I ever needed help, and if I called you, I know you'd come all across the country.
Yes, I would.
You can't say that about many people in this life.
Well, nice thing to say.
Yeah, it's an admirable quality.
5 years of celibacy, what's one more night?
Is that how you kind of chalk up your life right now?
Yeah.
That's how it kind of adds up.
Around
right
that, it's, and gratitude, the gratitude of release and freedom. I was able to be in the letting go stage while I went through that Nine of Spades, so it was quite enjoyable for me and liberating.
Uh-huh. Oh, you mean the Nine of Diamonds you had in Saturn?
No, the Nine of Spades I had in Uranus. I'm 46.
Oh, you mean next?
I just came out of the Nine of Spades in Uranus, didn't I?
Aren't you born in 62?
I was born in 62, yes.
You're 45.
You're not 46. 62. Oh, that's right. I'm coming up on 46. Never mind.
You just got a whole new reading for your next year.
Yes, now I have something to do.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, my goodness. So I don't have any excuses for being broke then. I was blaming it on the Nine of Spades this whole time.
Yep, I'm sorry. There goes your excuse. I apologize.
Okay.
Hey, I'm thinking about joining a pool league here locally.
Oh, yeah.
You so I can get back in the table. Game.
I only know one person who can take you.
Yeah, you're. Yeah, that would be you. That was fun playing with you guys that night.
Yeah, that was a blast. It was real good to see you.
Yeah.
Well, I guess, do I let you go, or are you going to give me some kind of a reading or something so that these people aren't bored with us?
Well, you're in Neptune, so just don't make any important decisions until after your birthday.
Neptune, so that's the two of clubs in Neptune?
Yeah, you also have a six of hearts. So being in Neptune is kind of like being at the movie theater.
Okay.
You know,
you're enjoying the show, but you know it's going to end, so you don't get too excited about it.
Okay. Good, good, good.
And that way, you know, you just kind of enjoy it, just watch what happens, and you don't make any big choices or decisions about your life until you get out of Neptune.
And then the Two of Diamonds long range.
Yeah, you come in, well, you got actually Two of Hearts long range. You're still in the wrong year.
I am reading the Destiny Cards book.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking under the Seven of Diamonds and the yearly spread at 45. And it shows Two of Diamonds is my long-range card.
No, but you'll be 46 in a couple weeks.
That's right. I'll be 46.
I'm looking at 46.
Oh, Two of Hearts.
Yeah.
But I'm 45. Oh, I'm going to be 46. That's right.
People pay me for all this information I give out.
My God. Thank you. Okay.
Okay, so you're going to be 46, and you have a Two of Hearts. What do you think that means, David?
Looks like I could find somebody to love in that period, huh?
You're going to be focused on relationship in a big way next year.
Yeah. Well, I know we based our marriage in 96. Linda, we took the Seven of Diamonds and the King of Diamonds, and we combined them together with a solar value. And I don't remember what it came up with, but we found the solar value of the day we got married left us with a Two of Hearts. We thought that was the formula for marriage.
Yeah. Well,
so that Two of Hearts let me down.
You know, I would recommend that you not do another Neptune relationship.
Yes, I will listen.
Because, you know, I don't want to put it down, but the one you had was like the first connection was Neptune. That's just a little too much.
Yeah.
In other words, there's no room for any kind of common sense in there.
Right.
And, you know, I know, and it makes you want to die for somebody else.
Yeah.
And you're already like that anyway.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, well, so great to hear from you, David.
To see what Six of Diamonds were around me, and it was a guy, so that didn't work out.
Well, you know, this Two of Hearts is coming in, and there's a Three of Spades with it. You also have a King of Diamonds long range and a Nine of Hearts long range in the other spread. So, I think your business is going to pick up next year.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, I think so.
Looking forward to it.
I'm glad you called in, David.
Good to hear you. I'll continue listening.
All right, brother. I look forward to seeing you again next time I come out that way.
Have fun. I love you, man.
I love you too, David. See you later.
Bye.
That was my good friend. And it's a really interesting story is that when I met David, I was living in Chattanooga, and his birthday is June the 10th, which is the birthday of my first son, whose name is Jonathan. And his wife at the time, her name is Linda, her birthday is May 6th. She happens to be the birthday of my other son, Michael, who lives here in California. So here I had this couple that had the same birthdays of my sons. It was just like an amazing coincidence. I'm like, what? This is amazing. So we became friends, David and I. He was my only friend while I lived in Chattanooga, and I was there for about 2 or 3 years. Okay, we have Jeanette waiting from Nova Scotia, but Jeanette, if you don't mind, I'm going to let you hold on. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have three lines open. All the lines but line two are open. Feel free to call in. We're going to play the song Rama Rama. And when we come back, we're going to talk to Jeanette and whoever else is on the line. We'll be right back. Thank you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Robert Campa, and that was the newest song on my CD, which is called, it's called Rama Rama. I should remember that because it's one of the most popular chants on the CD. Anyway, we have lines full now, and that's great. And we want to talk to Jeanette first from Nova Scotia. Are you there, Jeanette?
I am, Robert. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. And are you born January 27th, 1940?
I certainly was, yes.
Great. Well, what can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm calling because I have been studying your destiny card books and love card books, and I'm very, very interested. I love astrology or anything metaphysically and love to help people, and I have been studying them. I mean, there's still a lot I have to learn. And I'm wondering, what would you suggest for the next step for me to take from you? Is there something you could refer me to from at once I start reading the books? I mean, they're going to take a while to learn, of course.
Yeah.
But I'm really getting familiar with the cards. And, I was just wondering what you feel I could be doing next that would help me along the road to help read for other people.
Sure, that's a great question, Jeanette. Thanks for asking it. Usually, you know, after doing this for so long, I watch people how they learn the system, and basically it kind of happens in a certain order. First they learn the books, and they read the books, and they're studying and so forth. And the next thing they need to know to really progress is how to interpret the cards better. That's the first step. And that's the step that you're at right now.
Yes.
You know, needing to learn, how can I interpret these cards better? How can I figure out what the cards mean, find the information I'm looking for that answers the questions that people have? Those kind of things. You follow me?
Yes. Yes.
So what we have, I have a workshop that I used to teach, and we have it on CD, and you can watch it on your computer. It's called the Intermediate Video CD Workshop.
Okay.
And that is really great. It basically exactly answers that question.
So you have it on your website, do you?
Yes.
Could be ordered from your website?
Yeah, it's under the intermediate level items there.
Okay.
There's
intermediate level.
There's like advanced, and there's beginner, intermediate, and advanced. And it's right there. It's probably one of the first items you come to when you go to that place on the shopping cart.
Okay, that would be wonderful. Also, do you see anything in my cards at all this year around career or anything at all pertaining to work of any kind? Is there anything?
Yeah, there's a lot here, actually, Jeanette. And what's indicated here is that you need to get out there and tell people what you're up to.
Yes.
You need to get out to where people are and let everybody know what you're doing. Okay?
Okay.
You gotta get the word out. That's all you gotta do, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be fun and easy. So, for example, one thing you could do, and this would be highly recommended given the cards that you have coming up, is like in July sometime, you hold a big, you either give a talk somewhere or you throw a big party or something where you invite everybody and then you tell them what you're doing.
Okay.
You know, and then give them an opportunity. Make sure you have an opportunity set up there where they can actually spend money on you.
Yes.
You follow me?
Yes, I do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I guarantee you, if you do that, you're gonna really, really be surprised how well you do.
And that you're saying around the July month of July?
July and most of August too, but I think, you know, around the second or third week of July would be a really good time.
Great. Could I also ask one question? This is for someone that is not here this evening. She wanted to try to get on, but she's a nine of clubs, and she's met someone who is an eight of diamonds. She's a nine of clubs, born on March 27th, and her friend is born on September 3rd, which is the eight of diamonds.
Well,
what, tell
what
me
day
what
was,
these...
What year was she born?
I think it was 1955? She's around 53, I think.
Okay, and she met, you said, an eight of diamonds, king of spades.
She met an eight of diamonds, and I'm just wondering how compatible they are and what kind of a relationship they could have together.
Well,
a nine of...
it's okay. I mean, there's two things. Eight of diamonds is also a seven of clubs. It has a karma card of the seven of clubs. And
okay.
Seven of clubs has a past life Venus connection with her. So there's definitely love between the two of them.
Yes.
I can tell you that already. There's always, you know, just from that. She's
mm-hmm.
a king of hearts, and I see there's Mars here. There's a passion here. Both of them are
yes.
kind of used. Both of them are kind of used to getting their way. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But he's going to be stronger than her.
Okay.
So that could be good. You know, maybe she's looking for a man who can handle her. You know, she's pretty strong-willed.
Yes. Yes, I know. Nine of clubs is very strong-willed.
Nine of clubs is not so strong-willed, but see, her birthday is an Aries, and that makes her ruling card the King of Hearts.
Yes.
And King of Hearts are very strong-willed. That's the part.
Yes. Oh, okay. Her ruling card is the King of Hearts.
That's correct. And that's the reason that she would be hard to deal with. By some people would find her difficult to be with.
Yes. Yes.
Because of that.
Okay,
his ruling card is the King of Spades, the most powerful king in the entire deck. So he can handle her, trust me.
Oh,
yeah,
I'm sure with the King of Spades, there's not too many of those in the deck.
Exactly.
There's only a couple.
And she won't be a problem for him.
No.
He'll know how to handle her or how to take care of things, so... You know,
yeah. Well, being he's also a Virgo, so you know they're very good with business and so on. And he has a diamond there, so I'm sure they're going to do fine. But it was just that she had asked me if I got on to, and I sort of had those same, you know, I was picking up that it would be a fairly good relationship for both of them. And
I think so too.
Well, Robert, you know, I'm so grateful for you. You're doing so much for so many people and sharing, and it's just marvelous. And we're coming into such wonderful times to get this out to people and to help people. People need help. So I'm very excited to continue I just feel like, well, I'm 68, but I feel so young, and I feel like I'm ready to just start my life's work.
Oh, beautiful.
You know, and I can think of nothing better than to share this knowledge and in helping people, because they need we need to help people, each other, and this is such a wonderful way of doing it, because I find the cards so accurate, and I do have some knowledge of astrology as well, which is great, too, so it helps.
I'm sure you would, being an Aquarian like you are.
Yeah, I'm into so many things. But anyway, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to spend with me and give me this time, and for all you do for all the people on the planet. And God bless you and your loved ones, and
thank
I hope
so
to talk
tonight.
To you maybe in the near future again.
I hope so. Thank you so much for calling tonight. I appreciate everything you said.
Bless you. Thank you, Robert.
All right.
Have
good
a
night.
Good evening.
Good night,
Jeanette. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Jeanette happens to be a key in clubs. That's one of my most favorite cards in the deck. Actually, my wife is a king of clubs. Different birthday. Okay, we have a couple other callers. We have now Becky from Louisiana. Is Becky there?
Yes, sir. Hi, Mr. Robert.
How are you, Becky?
I'm doing pretty good.
I have
a question. Yes, sir. I am in a financial, pretty serious situation right now, to the point of filing Chapter 13. But I also have three different financial situations going on at one time. And I was just going to ask you if you see things getting better for me in that area. And a lot of it's my fault, and a lot of it's not.
Well, whose fault is the other part?
Well, you know, I think I've spoken with you before. My husband died last summer.
Uh-huh.
And he has a $93,000 bill at the hospital. He was in there 4 days in ICU, and in the state of Louisiana, you are responsible for any debts incurred by your spouse, and he did not have insurance.
So, you know, I don't know how it is there, but there is no jail for people that owe money. Did you know that?
No jail.
they can't put you in jail for owing money.
No, sir.
They can't. So you know what? You're not in all that big of trouble, actually.
Okay.
What are they going to do?
Well, right now I'm being sued. I really don't know what they can do.
What good is suing you going to do? Do you have any money to give them?
No, sir.
There's no problem.
They can garnish my paycheck.
Who is they, by the way?
One of the debtors that I have. I'm supposed to go to court the 19th of May. And in this state, your paycheck can be garnished.
Okay, that's fine. So you just declare bankruptcy.
Yes, sir.
And that's not the end of the world either.
No, sir. I've done it before, like 14 years ago.
Yeah, I've done it myself also.
Yes, sir. Well, I look at it as a new beginning for me.
Yeah.
In certain ways, but there's other issues playing on that, so...
Well, you know, you have a 2 9s in very significant positions. Okay?
Okay.
So, you're going to have to be willing to let go of everything if it's called upon. Now, I don't know how much the rocks you're going to have to let go of. I don't really know. I don't know the whole story or anything, right?
Yes, sir.
But when you have nines like this, such powerful nines, you have to be prepared to completely let go of anything that you're called upon to let go of.
Yes, sir.
I mean, I have a nine of spades long range this year. You have a nine of clubs long range this year. You have a nine of spades Pluto this year. You have a nine of clubs coming up in the Mars period, which begins on June 5th. And that's your legal period. You're probably going to have something you've got to let go of if you go to court. Okay?
Okay.
But see, the bottom line is this, Becky, is that God is a loving God.
Yes, sir.
None of this that's happening to you is really going to hurt you.
Okay.
You follow me?
Yes, sir.
None of this is really going to hurt you. I mean, you might learn a lesson or two.
Mm-hmm.
You might learn something about, I don't know, money or something. I don't know what it will be exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But I know that it's not really going to hurt you. You might have to let go of some stuff.
Well, I'm willing to let go of some stuff.
Well, good, because you'll probably have to.
Yes, sir.
So... You know, you're not going to be you're not going to be having a slave the rest of your life to pay off this debt either. So you can only do what you can do.
Yes, sir. And I have a question about, do you see me meeting anyone?
Let's see here. You can meet somebody. You got to get out there and be more social.
Okay.
If you go out there a little bit, you could meet somebody anytime now.
Okay.
Actually, by your next birthday, you're going to have two boyfriends.
Oh, my gosh.
You naughty girl.
Okay.
You'll have two, and you'll be going, oh, which one do I want? Can I have
both? That would be wonderful.
You wait and see.
What about moving, Mr. Robert? Do you see me moving?
Well, Becky, I think I've answered enough questions for you tonight.
Okay.
Two is enough, don't you think?
I guess so. Okay.
But you can call again next week if you want. I'll be happy to look at your move thing, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for being a guest tonight, Becky.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was very interesting. Don't you love that southern accent? She's from Louisiana. Okay, we have someone named Nicole waiting patiently on line 3 from Chicago.
That's me.
Hello,
that's
Nicole.
That's me.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Well, my mom told me to tell you that when you come in July in Chicago.
Are you guys going to come?
Yes.
Great.
But I am calling. First of all, I want to know one question. What card on the deck am I?
You're a 9 of diamonds.
I'm a 9 of diamonds?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is that good or bad?
Well, every single card has good and bad in it. Should I tell you about your good side or your bad side?
My good.
You don't want to hear the bad side. I don't blame you. Well, the good side is you're very giving. You're very giving, and you also have really great sales ability. Do you know you're good at selling things?
No, I don't, but...
Well, you should try it. You'll be amazed at how well you do.
Oh, so if I was like a waitress or a bartender, I would do good?
No, I'm talking like selling cars, telemarketing, being a real estate salesman, any of those sales things you do great at. You would really do great.
Oh, really? Everyone tells me that.
Well, 9 of diamonds make the most money in sales. That's just the way it is.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not going to keep you on the phone. I've been listening, and I'm all listening to everyone I was listening to, but they keep you way too long. And I'm really concerned about my husband and my finances.
Yeah.
Hopefully you'll tell me good news. Do you need his birth date or no?
Well, no, I think I have your birthday. That's good enough.
I know, but I don't work.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal. There's a card every year that we each have that's called the Hopes and Fears card. Okay.
What's it called?
The Hopes and Fears card. Did you hear me?
Yeah, Hopes and Fear card?
Yeah, it's called the Hopes and Fears card.
Hope and Fears card.
In other words, it represents the things we're hoping for or the things we're afraid of.
Okay.
And every year we got a different card in that position. And this year, the card for you is the card of worrying about money.
You got it.
Okay. So what you need to know is this, that you're worrying a lot more than you need to about it.
Okay.
And you think in your mind that worrying is going to help. You know
what
I mean?
No.
Well, we always think that worrying is going to help, don't we? Somehow we believe that's going to help if we worry.
I know. I'm getting ulcers.
Well, you're going to have to so the problem is not the money. The problem is you're worrying. Okay.
Okay.
So what you have to come up with some ideas of what can you do to stop worrying so much. You can't control that money situation, but you can control yourself. Okay?
Okay.
So what you need to know is that most of it is in your head, not in the real situation.
All right. Is everything going to be maybe
everything's
okay?
Always, what's the worst that could happen to you, Nicole?
I don't know. I'm just...
Not much. Trust me.
I just had a baby and all nervous, you know?
Nicole, you're a Cancer. You worry about everything. Do you understand? It's your job to worry. Okay? So there is no answer for a mind like that that's just always worrying. Do you understand? Nothing I can say to you is going to change you. You need to change yourself from the inside and get in touch. I'm a Cancer, too. I'm July 3rd. I worry about everything, too. Do you understand?
That's amazing. I can't believe you are July 3rd.
Yeah. July 3rd. And so we worry about everything, but you don't have to be worried so much. You can lighten up a little bit and learn to be happy without having to change the external world. That's my little message for you tonight. Okay?
All right. And can I just ask you, is my little baby girl going to be okay? She's a little sick. Not bad, though.
What's her birthday?
3/27/08.
March 27th?
Yeah. In my whole pregnancy, my mom told me I was having a 9, and that's not good, and this and that, and I was sick of hearing about it, and she's a doll, but she's fine.
Well, she's going to be okay, but 9 of clubs always have illness, and they often have it right in the first few months of their life. It's very common for this to happen, but it will pass. Okay?
Okay.
Just hang in there and give her all the love you can. It's all going to be okay.
Oh, I do.
I'm sure you do.
I do. I do over and above, let me tell you.
Okay,
no, I'm so excited I got through to you, and I don't think I have any more questions. My biggest headache was, is my husband going to get this job?
I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to look.
You don't know.
That. I'm not going to look for that right now, okay?
Okay.
All right, Nicole.
Well, that's okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you for calling. I appreciate you being on the show.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, let's see here. We have time for one more before the break, so we'll take Greg from California. Are you there, Greg?
Yes, I am.
King of Diamonds.
Yes, same as your son.
Yes, and George Clooney.
And George Clooney, yes. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
I am.
What part of California are you in?
I'm in Universal City, right down the street from Universal Studios.
I know that area.
Uh-huh.
So, what can I do for you tonight?
Basically, I just had a birthday.
Yes, you did. Happy birthday.
I turned 44 years old, and, you know, things have been going, you know, great, you know, since, you know, my birthday and prior to that. And
yeah.
I'm just, you know, wondering, is there anything, what's going on for the year for me?
Well, you have, it's going to be different than last year. Last year was an especially good year for you, okay? It's always a good year for everybody, the year that they displace the Eight of Hearts, and that's what you displaced last year. You may not have my book, so you may not know what that means. But
my wife reads them all the time to me.
Okay, so there's this displacement card, and it was a year for you of a lot of popularity, a lot of fun, success, recognition, all that stuff. You follow me?
Yep.
So everything has shifted now. You still are under a blessed influence this year, but it's a little different, and I see some really strong nines this year. It's almost like I see you're on the verge of, like, starting something new.
Yes.
Like going in a whole new direction or something. And
yes, I am.
And so, you know, that's not going to be there's a potential for you to feel uncertain about the future this year more than last year. Okay?
Okay.
Because of that. But basically, I see you ending up the things that you have been doing. Okay? It's going to be a year of completions for you. But it's all good. It's all good because it's part of the process. Okay?
Okay.
And I see success also. I don't see this as being a problem per se. But if you fight it, if you don't think it's good, if you don't like... See, like, nobody likes to let go of stuff.
Uh-huh.
It's human nature to want to hang on to things and to get afraid when we face the unknown. That's all you're looking at, just facing the unknown and having to let go.
Okay.
But you need to do this. It's important because you need to follow your heart's desire here. This is all about work this year, by the way, too.
Yes, it is.
It's all about work, and don't be surprised if you're doing a couple jobs at the same time or, you know, just doing a lot at the same time. Are you thinking of doing anything creative, like writing or anything?
Actually, I'm up for a position at 20th Century Fox as a broadcast engineer.
Okay.
On top of that, I've created TV shows, and I have one that's in the process of being shopped right now.
Okay.
That I wrote, edited, put the whole piece together. And on top of that, I am doing some writing on the side on new shows and ideas and stuff.
Well, you know, this is a good year for all of those things, really.
Okay.
You're going to have faith, though, because it's not going to come as fast as you want it.
Okay.
Okay, just keep following your vision and
okay.
See where it leads you, you know.
Beautiful.
I see success, though. I don't think it's going to be a difficult year by any means. You do need to watch your health this year. For some reason, this particular year you're in, and I was in it once about 10 years ago, it's a blessed year, but you'll probably end up getting sick at some point for a week or two.
Okay.
Most likely in your Saturn period, which is Christmas for you every year.
Oh, yeah.
You poor Tauruses, you have the hardest period of the year at Christmas time.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Okay.
So other than that, nothing to worry about.
Oh, beautiful.
All right. Great talking
Alrighty.
To you, Greg. Thanks for
nice
being a guest
to you
tonight.
You too.
Say hi
right.
to your wife,
tell
honey.
Your son. Yep. And tell your son happy belated birthday, too.
Yes, I will. He turned 12 this year, so.
Yes, he did. All righty.
All right. Thanks so much.
You have a good night. Thank
All right,
you.
Greg. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Okay, we're going to take a short break now, and we're going to play a song from Bhakti Rock. And I would like to hear the song Sri Ram. And we'll be right back after that. And we'll be talking to Roseanne and anybody else who likes to call. We have two lines open. Be right back.
Hare Rama
street arm hesitaram hanumam lakshmanaram raja ram jay jay ram Radesha Raghupati Raja Varam Sundara Ram Paramara Bajamana
Welcome back, everybody. That was Sri Ram from my CD Bhakti Rock, which is available on my website. Go to 7thunders.com if you like it. There's 13 or maybe 14 songs on that CD. It's just full of great music. Hope you like it. Okay, we have waiting patiently now three callers. That's probably going to do it for the night. We'll start with Roseanne from Chicago. Are you there, Roseanne?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Roseanne.
Well, I'm pretty new to this, Robert, and my cousin talked to me about you and the books, and so I logged on tonight to listen and found it pretty interesting. And
Okay.
I'm just curious to see what the future holds regarding any kind of romance and finance.
Okay. I should let you know also that in July I'm going to be giving a talk in Chicago.
Yeah, my cousin said that. We're planning on attending.
Oh, good, 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 good. So you were born January 22nd, 1965?
Correct.
Okay. So, financially, this is going to be a great year if it hasn't already. It's definitely going to be picking up very soon. Are you expecting some greater income coming soon?
Hoping, but nothing that I really know on the horizon.
Well, what are you doing right now to make more money?
I have my own law practice, and I'm just taking further courses to broaden the areas that I practice in.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to tell you a few things based on what I see here, okay?
Okay.
Your Jupiter period begins on June 27th this year. And you have literally some of the best money cards I have ever seen.
Oh, that's goodness.
Yeah. Okay? So you have to understand that these kind of cycles come ever so often. And the question is, how are you going to take best advantage of it? Are you still there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So imagine that money is going to fall from the sky, like so much money. And how much you're going to make will depend on how big your baskets are.
Okay.
So you got to get some baskets out there right now, between now and then, that you can catch all this money.
Okay.
So, I mean, I think right now would be really good for you to get the word out more about what you do. Because you have a card right now of reaching large numbers of people.
Okay, so like in advertising, you mean?
Advertising, or maybe being a guest on a radio show, or giving a talk somewhere, or just I don't know, handing out cards. I don't know what, but come up with something new that people can pay you a lot of money for very quickly.
Okay.
you know, I mean, given that, I think given those parameters, you should be able to come up with something. Because I know that you're creative financially. Okay. You already have the creativity that you need to come up with some idea, but this is an opportunity that will maybe never be in your life again in this way, and it's up to you how you're going to take advantage of it.
Okay.
I had these same cards about, maybe 10 years ago, and I saw it coming 6 months ahead of time, and in that time period, I was able to double the amount of products and services I was offering in my catalog. And so when that period came, I was prepared. And I made so much money in that period. I made more money than I had made the entire previous year in that 1 month. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
So that's the guy. I mean, I wish I could give everybody such good news.
Yeah, well, that's great news.
Yeah, I wish I had good news to give everybody like that. That's very rare that it comes like that. So take advantage of it.
Okay. Any good news in the romance area?
Romance? Who cares?
Yeah, I know. How about it? That's right.
Well, no. I'm just kidding, Mr. Actually. Indications are, and I told this to the last caller, I think, too, indications are for you also that by your birthday you're going to have two boyfriends.
Okay. Yeah, I did hear you tell that to someone, girl.
Yeah, you have the same card she had. You have a three of hearts as your result card, which means you and two others.
Okay.
So you got good news all over the place.
I do. All right, I'm glad I called.
Focus on your work for the next 3 months.
All right, I will do that.
Yeah, because that's where you don't want to let this go by. The love will come shortly after that.
All right.
Okay.
Well, I appreciate that, Robert, and I'll see you in July.
In July. I look forward to meeting you, Roseanne.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thanks for calling tonight.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, she had the two of the three best money cards possible in her Jupiter period. She has an Eight of Diamonds and also a Ten of Diamonds coming up in Jupiter in her ruling card spread. That's really about as good as it gets. The only thing better than those two cards is a Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter. However, the Seven of Diamonds in Jupiter doesn't work for everybody because it's a spiritual money card. It only works for people that are approaching their whole life from a spiritual way. But on a material sense, these two cards are the most powerful. Okay, we have two other calls. We have Carol from South Florida. Are you there, Carol?
Yes, I am.
Hi, Carol. How's it going?
It's going great.
And you are born April 19th, 1950. Is that correct?
That's right.
Good. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm curious as far as health, financial, and financial issues.
You said health and financial?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I don't see... Well, actually, I shouldn't say that. Have you had some health things since your birthday?
Yeah, since last year.
Since last year?
And continuing, yes.
Okay, well, you have good influences after you get into June.
Okay.
So I think things can clear up if you want them to. Okay.
Okay.
You have to be... Okay, you don't have to tell me what your condition is. I'll just tell you what the cards say, okay? The cards say that you have to be really clear that you want to get better. And you have to also be willing to change if you need to change something about your lifestyle. Okay?
Okay.
That's all you need to know. You got to be really focused and clear and be willing to change. Be willing to have a new beginning. All right?
Great. Okay.
So that's your health. Now, you want to know about money, too. Is that correct?
Right.
Well, you tend to be somebody who knows how to make money. I don't know how you've been doing, but
because of medical issues, there's medical bills that are more challenging than usual.
Yeah, you know, I don't know why people never think as much about preventative stuff. You know what I mean? like people in this country don't want to do anything to have good health. They just want to be able to buy medicine and have it be better or go to a doctor.
Well, actually, I'm doing holistic medicine.
Oh, good.
I've been doing that, as a preventative type of thing anyway.
Okay. But you ended up getting sick anyway, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
but I'm still using holistic medicine to overcome it.
Well, you don't have strong indications from financial things this year, except that I think that things are going to be okay. Okay. But there is an indication that you should be having your own business. What kind of work do you
do? Well, I do. I try to put it on the side. I guess I should go back into it.
You need to go back into your business. Yes. That's what
okay.
I'm saying. Yeah. Because it's like you're not going to want to, but you kind of want, you sort of need to. That's what's being indicated here.
Okay.
I'm not saying you need to just for the money or anything. There's some other reason that you need to do it. I don't know what that reason is, but it's being indicated here like it's something that you should be paying attention to. Does that make any sense at all? It might be a little confusing, but...
I mean, the kind of work I was doing with my business is my preference anyway, so...
Oh, okay. Well, good. There is... you also have a very good card this year for... social and for meeting people and also potentially romantic. Are you open or interested in romance?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Well, all you have to do is just start showing up where groups of people hang out.
Okay.
And you'll find that your Venus period starts on June the 10th. You'll find that you'll probably meet somebody very quickly after that date.
Oh, okay, that's interesting.
Yeah. So, but you know, it's not going to happen if you stay home all day. You know, you gotta get out.
That's true. I have started to become more social.
Get out there, and you're going to find that people that you're really popular. All like you'll find out everywhere you go, everybody likes you this year.
Oh, great.
Yeah, it's like a little gift. Like, wow. Everywhere I go, everybody's just so happy to see me. So
that's
take advantage right. of that. That comes very rarely, and, you know, you want to take advantage of it if you can and enjoy it.
Yes, absolutely. That's a positive.
Yeah, very positive. All right, Carol, anything else?
No, I think that's it. Thank you very much, Robert.
You're very welcome. It's a pleasure talking to you, and I wish you well for the year.
Thank you very much.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, we have one more caller. We have from Los Angeles a woman named Jenny. Are you there, Jenny?
Yes, I am. Thanks for taking my call, Robert.
And Jenny, are you born January 17th, 1943?
Yes. Yes, sir.
Okay, good. What can I do for you?
Okay, well, I work two jobs. I'm in real estate, plus I work with my daughter, so... What are the chances for me ever meeting somebody? Because I'm always just working.
Yeah, you know, that's like, you know, that's not even, I mean, do you think the cards can answer that? All you got to do is just stop working so much.
Well, I'm her bookkeeper in a business that we own. That's my second job.
Uh-huh.
And I help her with a lot of phone calls. So it's kind of, it's exhausting. So
well,
a light at the end of the tunnel.
But let me ask you something. Why do you take it that you have to work so much? Like, when do you think you're going to be done working? Ever? Or
probably, maybe when I'm in the real estate part, when they take away my driver's license, and I'm 65 now. My real estate is doing well, you know, considering the market. But for her, working with her and her bookkeeper and her assistant, I don't know.
You know what the biggest issue is for people of your birthday, which is you're a 10 of diamonds. Did you know you're a 10
uh-huh.
of diamonds?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Their biggest issue in life is learning how to receive. They're good at giving, but they're not good at receiving. Does that make any sense to you?
Yes, I don't find time for myself, is what you're saying, right?
Well, that's one way it could be expressed, for sure.
Uh-huh. And it's when I do have a little spare time, I'm just too tired to go anywhere.
Well, yeah, but see, you're the one that's making it. You're calling all the shots in your life, Jenny.
Right.
You're the one who's writing the script, giving the words for everybody else to say, and telling them what to tell you. You know, you're the one, it's like, you're the one that has your life in such a way that you have to work, 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 or you don't feel worthy of love.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, life doesn't have to be that way. Your card is called the most blessed card. The Ten of Diamonds is the most blessed card, which is so interesting because Ten of Diamonds people live their life like they got a struggle.
Right.
They always make it into a big struggle, and nobody can talk them out of it.
That's not good news.
Well, it's not good news, but it is good news if you take it to heart and
right.
take a look at what you're doing and decide that you really, that it's not too late for you to have a life that's different. Because otherwise, all I can tell you is, it's going to be more of the same, but you're just getting older every year.
Right.
That's your, see, I don't need to look in the cards to know, Jenny, that's your future. Because you've already decided that's what it's going to be. You've already made that decision.
Right. I even ask myself, when am I going to get to retire, you know?
Well, I don't know. Who are you asking?
Me.
Who are you asking?
The one that works all the time.
Who's the boss here, anyway? Can I speak to somebody in charge over here?
Right.
Is there somebody in your head that I need to talk to that I'm not talking to right now? Like, who's the boss of your life? Do you see how ridiculous it is?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, here you are struggling, and you can't even, you don't even know who to ask to get permission to have a fun life. That's very interesting, I think.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I understand.
And you know, you're the one that's making it this way. You're the one that's saying it has to be like this. It's not okay just to take off. It's not okay to retire. It's not okay to just do whatever I want to do. It's not okay to sleep in. It's not okay to go on vacation. It's not okay to whatever. It's not okay to take time to date. Well, you're the one that made all those rules. Well, if you know that, then you can change them.
I've got to break that habit.
Well, it's not a habit. It's you did it for a reason. You must have thought on some level that was the only way that you were going to be able to have to be loved or to have the life that you want. I don't know why exactly you made those choices.
Mm-hmm.
But I know
just that. I hope that her business gets better, so I can kind of get away.
Well, why do you think? What does your getting away have to do with her business? Well, I don't get the connection. Why does it depend on her business?
My money doesn't depend on her business. I make my own money, but her business is struggling, so I'm, you know, doing her bookkeeping and helping her with calls and
yeah, why though?
Invoices and everything. And it takes a lot of time.
Yeah, why do you do that?
Because you can't afford a bookkeeper.
Do you know that when parents step in and help their children, it's often the children resent it. They often resent it. Do you know why?
Why?
Because when you help a child like that, you're telling that child, hey, you're a loser. You need me to help you. You can't do it on your own. You're just a loser. You follow me? Instead of saying, hey, girl, I know you can do this. What's your daughter's birthday, by the way, anyway? What's her birthday?
10, October 6, 1966.
Okay, so she's a three of diamonds, right?
Right.
And what do three of diamonds do best, or mostly? What do they do mostly?
Well, she's a good talker.
They worry about money. They worry constantly about money. That's their big issue in life. It's their big challenge. That's her job to fix that up, by the way, not yours.
Well, true. I'm trying
it
to
doesn't
pull
matter.
Away a little bit.
It doesn't really matter what her problems are. It's just the problems of the day. You understand? It's like that's what's going on for her today. You can't fix it. You can't fix it because you can't change her. We're not allowed to change anybody else.
Right, I know. I just keep hoping she gets stronger, she can stand on her own 2 feet, and I can just kind of go back to being a silent partner. But
So what is that like? If she's stronger and stands on her feet, then I'll be off the hook for something.
Yes.
So what are you on the hook for?
I will have to work that second job to help her.
Yeah, but why are you doing it? Like, what are you getting out of this?
Really? Not much. I mean, I hope her business will get stronger so she can
maybe
back.
I know, but why do you need her to be successful? I don't get it.
So she can pay me back the $30,000 I loaned her to start the business.
You can forget that. You can throw that away. That's never going to happen. You already know that. Let's not lie to each other, okay?
Okay, you're right.
You know you're not getting that money back. Forget it.
I know.
That's history.
Like the lotto, maybe.
That's history.
Oh, God.
You know that.
So will her business improve so I can pull away? At least where she can afford a bookkeeper?
Well, I don't think so, because you keep stepping in you're not letting her learn her lesson, so she's not learning anything, because she's not having to face the real problems. She's got mom there, so she's not learning anything. She has no room for improvement. Because mom's stepping in there for whatever reason. I don't know what your reason is. I know it's not a good reason, whatever it is.
Well, to keep her employed, keep her job up.
But why? What does it mean to you that she's employed? What do you give a shit? Excuse my language.
No, because you want your kids to stand on their own 2 feet, you know. And
yeah, but...
I'm sure it's about time with her, but...
But, I mean, how's a kid to learn?
True.
How's a kid supposed to learn if the mother or father keeps stepping in and taking care of everything? The kid's going to become dependent.
Right.
All the teachers are going to...
You're right. When you said right now, I'm not going to see that $30,000, and if I believe that, which I do, deep down, then it would be easier to pull away and quit thinking that maybe I will get it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think that's something that you tell yourself so that you can keep this thing going, but I don't think it's really true. Like, I think you're doing that out of some sense of guilt or obligation or something. I don't know. I'm not sure, but it feels like something like that, you know? It's not just about the money, I don't think.
If I do accept the fact that I'm not going to get the $30,000, then I think it'll be easier to let her tough it out on her own.
Well, in my experience, kids never repay their parents. You know why? Because we always feel entitled.
Yes.
Children always feel entitled.
Right, it's their inheritance before the fact.
Right, your money is their money.
Right.
And then when you're old and when you're almost dead, they will actually kill you or accelerate your death to get your money.
Right.
I mean, there's so many stories about this. It happens every day.
Oh, I know. Just in real estate, I know.
Yeah. So you need to like at some point decide that you're going to live. And it's okay for you to have a good, easy, fun, romantic, whatever life. When you do...
Oh, that would be great.
When you do, your life will change. But the hard part for you is letting go of this attachment you have to helping your daughter, which keeps you from your life, see? That's the hard
part. I feel like I'm in bondage. I really do.
Yeah, but you're the one that bound yourself.
I know.
Nobody else.
I've got to cut the cord the second time, right?
You got to cut the cord inside yourself first, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, if you don't know why you're doing this, if you don't really get clear about, like, what's your payoff in all this? You know, you're getting a payoff from this, but you're not clear about it. You'll keep doing it. You can't just stop doing it. You got to know why you've been up to it. If you're ever going to change it.
No, I'm glad you told me I'm not going to get my $30,000 back, because that's the first time anybody's said anything like that, and it resonates, you know? You're right. I'm Yeah.
Well, I think you already know that. I don't want to rain on anybody's parade, but I'd like to see you get on a good parade for a change, you know.
Right.
One that's real, one that's really going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And waiting for that money from your daughter, I've seen some rare cases where maybe the child paid the money back, but it's so rare. It is so rare. It's almost like it never happens, you know, it's so rare. I'm not saying it can't happen, I'm just saying it would be almost a miracle if it did.
Well, after 10 years and that I loaned it to her, you're more right than you know.
Oh, you haven't seen any of it yet, have you? Has any come back yet? I doubt.
No.
Yeah. And you are a fool if you think it is. You're just fooling yourself.
You're absolutely right. And I'm going to look at it that way. I'm not getting it back, so now maybe
you might as well just say, listen, just look at your daughter straight in the eye and say, honey, you don't owe me that money anymore. I decided I'm just giving it to you, but I'm out of here. I'm not working for you anymore. I'm going to go have my own life. Good luck. I know you can do it. You're a smart girl. You can figure it out.
Yes, she is smart.
Yeah, but you're not letting her be smart because you keep getting in the way of her learning.
I know I do. I make it easier for her to...
to continue the insanity that she's involved
mm-hmm.
in. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So now it's time for you to really love her. Cut her loose.
Make it a gift.
Let her make her own mistakes. Say, honey, the money is yours. You don't have to pay me back. I'm going to go and take off and go have some fun now with the rest of my money.
Sounds so good.
She'll be like, come back, Mom. I want the rest of your money, too, Mom. Don't take it. I want it all. It's my money, not yours.
Right. Why are you so healthy, Mom? I understand completely. Robert,
okay.
That's been very good. First time it's been verbalized. I'm not getting it back, so move on.
Move on and, you know, go have a life
of
your own.
Have a good life.
That's right.
Right.
Have a nice life.
All right, dear. Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye. Okay. That's the end of our show, folks. I hope you enjoyed it. We're going to be back next week, same time, with a new topic, new discussion, new phone calls, new people calling in. I hope you come and join us. We're going to play our favorite song now called Gayatri, the Gayatri Mantra, one of the most powerful chants in the universe. And we play it at the end of our show every week. I hope you enjoy it. Sit back and enjoy it, and have a wonderful evening. We'll see you next week. Good night.
Om Purva Swaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Om Burbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur Varinyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yo Na Prachodayat Oh, Savitur-variyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya Om Bhurbhuva Svaha Tat Savitur-variyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deyo Yonah Prachodaya
of a simple and proven system that quickly puts $5,000 to $10,000 in many students' pockets every week. What's most amazing is that there are almost no computer skills required, and you can start pulling in cash automatically within just a few hours. We are absolutely convinced that our proven system will create massive wealth for virtually anyone, and we'll prove it. Go to bbscashflow.com now and get all the details. That's bbscashflow.com.